The year 2015 is when I began devoting considerable personal time working to try and get IEEE's EMCC's ethics back to normal. During the summer, I discovered Charles Turner's EMCC slide presentation containing a former IEEE President Wally Reid and a high Canadian electric government leader's statement that he was, quote, against IEEE getting involved in employee-employer conflicts, unquote. That seemed to be what then led IEEE to shut down two parts of the Ethics and Member Conduct Committee's charter, one, ethics advice, and two, ethical support, while retaining three, disciplining members, that which the 1977 board only wanted to have the MCC do in the first place. It began to seem we had gone in circles and was back at the start to 1977's board's position to just discipline members. As a result, I committed to trying to inform as many IEEEers worldwide as possible in hopes enough would understand this and do the right thing to work to restore advice and support to the EMCC. I prepared my 2015 position statement document, which was in great detail, and it explained what the situation was and about the practice of denying advice and support violated numerous parts of approved IEEE policy statements. I distributed my position statement to IEEE's 2015 President, Barry Shoup, each of the 10 IEEE regional directors worldwide, the chair of the Ethics and Member Conduct Committee, EMCC, then Loretta Arellino, and the president of SSIT, Dr. Greg Adamson in Australia, plus others. None of the 10 regional directors or the IEEE president responded, nor did the EMCC chair, but Dr. Greg Adamson, then the 2015-2016 president of the Society on Social Implications of Technology, or CSIT, of which I am a life senior member, did, and was the only one to. To this poor showing, I thought to myself, isn't there any IEEE leader who cares about the members' ethics? What a disappointment that realization turned out to be, and caused me to ask, what else can I do now to raise awareness about this injustice? But I was not through.